The divide over immigration was a major theme of this year's congressional elections. But the issue is not just roiling politicians. As Gwen found on a weekend trip to Nevada, the president's policies and Republicans' opposition to reform has meant difficult splits within many families.
Far from Washington's politics, positioning, and policy, here's what the immigration debate looks like. A Saturday afternoon gathering of friends and relatives at a family-owned restaurant little more than a mile from the Strip in Las Vegas. Susana Flores, the owner, is a legal resident who tried unsuccessfully to teach me how to make tortillas. Susana's sister Rosina Sandoval, who works as a waitress, is not here legally. She could easily be deported.
I would like some kind of documentation so I could work legally and help the family more.
Most of the family members have lived in Las Vegas for decades. Rosina's son Juan Salazar joined his parents here when he was just 7 years old. He's now covered by President Obama's 2012 executive action, which protects so-called dreamers, young people who arrived in this country illegally when they were children. He runs a pool business with his father, Juan Sr., and attends a local community college. But good fortune has its limits, even for a dreamer.
My parents do not qualify because I'm not a born citizen, and neither are my sisters. So my mom or my dad, they're not protected. So that's still that fear of, you know, they could come and take your parents away any moment.
It's a mixed bag of legality that casts a shadow over entire families here in Nevada who are among the estimated 11 million unauthorized immigrants living in the U.S. Republicans and Democrats in Washington agree that the nation's immigration system is broken. What they can't agree on is the correct way to fix it. The president has opted to expand the legal pool by executive fiat, a step that has infuriated Republicans. Most recently, he announced temporary protections for parents of U.S. citizens, like Terry Dorme. She is also a waitress at the restaurant and has a 9-year-old U.S.-born son.
What difference would this make for you?
I'll be able to have health insurance, and I'll be able to work legally to provide for my son.
President Obama has been here to Del Sol High School in Las Vegas 3 times, once when he was running for president in 2008 and twice more in 2013 and 2014 to sign immigration action. That's no accident. In a state where nearly a third of the population is Hispanic, nearly 20% of Nevada's students have parents who are undocumented.
President Barack Obama.
One of them is Astrid Silva, who introduced the president here last time. Under the measure passed by the House last week, she would lose her recently granted legal status.
Part of what makes America exceptional is that we welcome exceptional people like Astrid. It makes us stronger.
Silva, who volunteers for PLAN, the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada, supports the president's executive actions, but says even his approach falls short.
Congress has been definitely playing with our lives. Unfortunately, they don't see us as humans. They see us as a number. They see us as how many people they can deport. And to us, it's our families, and that's what it should be to them.
There is a political tightrope at work here. Nevada's 3 congressional Republicans all voted against repealing the DREAM Act last week, but they also voted to prevent the president from extending protection to parents of citizens. David Damore is a professor of political science at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Immigration is the top issue for Latino voters. It is sort of the gateway issue. Certainly they care about education, you care about health care, jobs, and those other things. But if you're a Republican and the first word out of your mouth is we want to deport you, what comes second, no one's listening to.
E pluribus unum.
But this is not your typical red-blue divide. Niger Innes, for instance, runs CORE, a civil rights group that offers classes to help Las Vegas immigrants prepare for their citizenship exams.
What are 2 cabinet-level positions?
Secretary of the Commerce, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Energy.
But as a self-described Tea Party Republican, he says the president is abusing his power.
This president had a real opportunity to really engage the country in a proper way on the question of immigration. You know, he had 2 years, his first 2 years in office, he had overwhelming majorities in the House and the Senate. He didn't move immigration reform. These executive actions have largely poisoned the well, and I don't know that we're going to have real substantive immigration reform progress until there's a new president, unfortunately. And I don't say that with joy, I say that with regret.
About 11,000 people in Las Vegas qualify for the 2012 Dreamer Protection, but nearly 31,000 people would qualify for the expanded program, which is expected to go into effect in May.
La acción ejecutiva de DAPA y DACA.
Workshops have sprung up around the state to help immigrants used to living in the shadows learn how to manage the paperwork and to learn how to manage expectations.
We need something that we're going to be fully protected, because who knows what's going to happen. The president leaves, or another president comes, and then they're just playing. You know, it just feels like something's just, they're just playing with so many lives.
A cycle of lawmaking, veto threat, and unilateral action that has become all too familiar in Washington and all too frustrating for those whose lives will be most directly affected.